Thank you, and good afternoon. Someone has said slander, like coffee, is usually handed to you without grounds. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's return now to our study. And we're talking about establishing biblical authority. We have noted the fact that God is ultimate authority, but that he has given to his Son authority, and Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, all authority hath been given unto me. Then, of course, Christ commissioned the Holy Spirit to tell the apostles the word of truth. And so the Comforter was sent by the Lord, and they were to receive instruction in righteousness and be led into all truth. They in turn taught and wrote down in the Bible the things that we have today as the Word of God. The Bible is God's Word, and it's what has been given by inspiration of God. And so the Bible is the standard of what we do in religion. A statement in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17 ought to be helpful to us just now. Paul says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now, if you look at the passage clearly, he's simply saying the Scriptures are not a compilation of the ideas of men. It's not a book that contains the theories of Paul, the theories of Peter, the theories of John, or any other of the writers of the New Testament, or even the Old Testament. It rather contains the words spoken by these men as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. When I tell you the Bible is inspired, this is God's way of protecting the genuineness of what is spoken. If he merely gave it to Peter and said, you say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, but get this idea over, it's hard to tell what we might have come up with. However, on the other hand, the Lord guided Peter, as he did Paul and other writers of the Bible, and they therefore all spoke the same thing. There is perfect unity in the Scriptures because these men did not just speak their own will, they spoke what God instructed for them to say. So, very clearly, the Bible is the book God inspired. God caused the men to write the very things that we need and that we must follow in religion. Incidentally, notice also that God gave to us everything that we need. If you look again at our passage, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, the passage says, it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There isn't anything else we need other than that which is provided in the Word of God. And so we don't need the doctrines of men. We don't need the things that people come up with that they claim are inspired. We already have the inspired Word of God, and it provides with us, or for us, everything that we need. So, Paul would say, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That doesn't mean that the individual is without sin. It simply means what he has to work with is complete. He doesn't need anything in addition to that. If you were to look for a passage that summarizes this, look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. Peter says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, if somebody has anything in addition to that, it would have to do with, well, death and ungodliness, wouldn't it? If everything that has to do with life and godliness is already contained in the Word of God. I'd be afraid to be so presumptuous as to try to come up today with some revelation or so-called revelation that is not in the Bible. The Bible is either a book of truth when it claims to be complete, or it is a falsehood. Now, it's not a matter of, well, you have the Bible and you need a book that goes along with the Bible, and it is a companion volume to the Word of God. Friends, there are no companion volumes to the Word of God. The Word of God stands alone. It is inspired. And it is not enough for a man to say, well, here's a book that will go along with the Bible. If the Bible is true when it claims that it has all truth, then what would a companion volume be? What could it do for us if we already have everything that we need? Well, it's quite obvious that the Lord knew what we needed. And for a man to come along today and say he has something in addition to it is totally presumptuous. Let me also remind you that the Galatian letter chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, says this: I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Well, very obviously, nobody has a right to bring in another doctrine. No one has the right to trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. The things that we're saying today are merely groundwork for the idea of establishing from the Bible whether a thing ought to be practiced or whether it ought not to be practiced. And so there are some principles later that we're going to be talking about that will help us determine what is right and what is wrong in religious matters. However, we believe it's essential that we establish to begin with what is the standard of right and wrong. For people to look in a number of different directions just simply will not bring about any unity in religious matters. Could you imagine a man sitting down with his Bible, another man sitting down with his creed book, another man holding on to the tradition of the church that he talks about and that he's a part of? Well, and then they bring up a subject to talk about and expect to be united when each one of them is following a different standard? It just won't happen. There will only be confusion. But if it can be established that there is one standard of right and wrong, and that everybody abides by that standard, lay aside your creed books, lay aside your traditions, lay aside the doctrines and commandments of men, just use the Bible and the Bible alone, then clearly there can be unity. Everyone can believe the same thing, be of the same mind, and of the same judgment. The Bible is that book which brings everybody together and brings about the kind of unity God wants us to have. Well, we'll continue this study tomorrow, the Lord willing. You please be with us. And remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.